we need to get started. Most of all, we're gonna worship the Lord this morning. So, I need four ushers. If you go ahead and make your way to the front quickly, please, to help us out. I don't have any extra announcements other than what's in your bulletin this morning. So, anyway, make sure you read your bulletin. So, we're having a baptismal service today. As you can see, I think we're going to baptize some here, and I think we're going to baptize some out there, is my understanding. So, but anyway, you set your feet under God's table, and let's just worship the Lord this morning. If I could have the ushers, please, to serve us. I've got two. I need two more, please, quickly. Tim, would you ask God's blessing on the offering in this service, please?
Heavenly Father, thank you for the day. You bless us and you watch care and all that you continue to do for us. And Lord, I just pray that you be with the baptizing this morning, dear Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, we just want to come and we want to fellowship, dear Heavenly Father, with these people that are being baptized. And we just want to celebrate with them, Lord. We appreciate it, man. We thank you for all that you've done. Dear Lord, I ask that you please remember this offering. Father, that it will be used to glorify you, your Heavenly Father, and all these things we ask.
Beloved, it doth not yet appear what we shall be when his voice we hear. There is one thing that I know for sure, when he appears, we'll be sinless and pure. When he appears, you can say goodbye to pain. You can say goodbye to tears. Changed in a moment, we all shall be with Jesus to live through eternity.
That I can't handle, I know that God's there.
Amen.
I love the Lord. these days I'm going to that place that Chris was singing about.
That's right.
You know, we're never going to have no pain. We'll
That's
be no
right.
pain. We'll
yeah,
be no glasses. We'll have that new body.
That's
and I'm
right.
grateful for
Thank
that.
You.
And you just pray for me that I always do what God had me to do.
Amen. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. God bless.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever our faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord this glorious thought, my sin not in part, but the whole, have been nailed to the cross, and I bear
touching base with God and with the Spirit right now. Hey, I can't.
Listen, let me tell you something. It's important that we have a place that we can gather together as a family. It's been difficult for me these last couple of weeks because of things that have been happening physically for me to be here. But my heart's here. My love is here. My family is here. And for us to be able to gather together to praise His name and to feel His touch. And to understand that no matter what has happened out there around us right now that seems to pull us apart and tear at the very fabric of our being, we have a certain sure promise and knowledge that He is with us always, and that no matter what takes place, it's in His hands and it's going to be all right. He said it's going to be all right. And I believe that it's going to be all right. I love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the fact that He blesses us in the manner that He does and lets us know that no matter what takes place, He's always there with us. We're never alone.
Yeah.
Amen. I'll pray for you.
Bless you.
Amen.
I love the Lord.
All right, it's your turn. Bless you, buddy. Go ahead.
My kids have been requesting prayer for two people.
All right, so we got some good stuff to be singing loud about.
Yeah.
Get your hymnal, turn to page 258. It's a great song. Heaven's Jubilee as the choir goes down.
Some glad morning we shall see Jesus in the air, coming after you and me, joy is ours to share. What rejoicing there will be when the saints shall rise, headed for that Jubilee under in the skies. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. When with all the heavenly hosts we begin to sing, singing in the Holy Ghost how the heavens will ring. Millions there will join the song, with them we shall be, praising Christ through ages long, heaven's Jubilee. Oh, what singing, oh, what shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory, hallelujah, when we meet our blessed Savior in the skies.
All hearts free? We're ready for the word. If you join me in prayer, I'm going to pray for the message this morning. Father, we thank you for just all your blessings today. It's been just a privilege, Lord, to be in your house. And we thank you, Lord, most of all that you're here with us, dear God, through the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. And we pray now, dear God, we've come to the most important part of the service. And we just pray, God, that you would anoint the word this morning. Be with Pastor Jimmy as he brings the message. Help him, dear God, to deliver what you have laid on his heart. Bless and all that's said and done. We glorify your name this morning in Christ's name. Amen.
Someone else. Your testimony's in order at this time. Someone else. Good place. Good place. Amen. Bless you, Eddie.
One day, we shall be like him. Who will we call up and we'll be like him?
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful. I'm on my road. Yeah. I'm thankful for the many blessings he gives me every day. Lord, have mercy. I've got a wonderful wife here and a son back here and a daughter. Well, I'm thankful. You know, 36 years tomorrow, we've been married. And, you know, I'm thankful for that. She put up with me for that long.
Yeah.
You know? And God has blessed our home, and he's blessed us abundantly. And I'm thankful for that. Your prayer.
Listen to these words. As Chris sings, you listen to these words.
Amen.
through the long dark night, out on the open seas, by faith alone, in sight unknown. And yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sail are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face raging sea. The anchor holds in spite of the I've had visions, and I've had dreams, and I've even held them in my hands, but I never knew that they would slip right through, just like they were only grains of sand. But the anchor holds, though the ship is battered. Though the sails are torn, and I have fallen on my knees as I face raging sea, the anchor.
Ah!
the anchor Jesus care when my heart is pained too deeply for mirth or song, as the burdens press and the cares distress and the with my grief.
does Jesus care when I tried and failed to resist some temptation strong? When for my deep grief there is no relief, though my tears flow all the night long. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief. When the day
personal. It's good. This is the Spirit is in this place heavy this morning. And let me just say this. If you can't feel it, put your umbrella away. Put your umbrella away. What do you mean by that? What I mean is you can't say that the Spirit's not in this place because you can't feel it. It's hitting all of us. You're just blocking it. You're blocking it with an umbrella. And that's what an umbrella does. If you think about it, an umbrella blocks the rain. And if you have thoughts, if you have something in your heart that's blocking the Spirit from hitting you, then you need to put it away. And go like this and just let it wash over you. Let it wash over you. That's what I got to say this morning. Since we're talking about rain, since we're talking about climate, this would be the perfect climate this morning to make a change in your life. This would be the perfect time. This is the perfect opportunity. It's the perfect Spirit to make a change in your life, because it's that powerful and it comes from Christ and He can make that change. Before we go into the baptism, this will be really short, but I wanted to give an opportunity because this morning we're going to baptize people as a celebration, as a confirmation of their faith, but it's a celebration in a sense because they are saying, they are claiming the blood of Christ. And so we're excited to baptize them because it's a victory over sin. But this morning, we want all who need to be made right, to be made right this morning. So we can't go forward with the celebration until we give an opportunity for more people to celebrate this morning. If you're lost this morning, get saved. John chapter 5. This is going to be real quick. And this isn't even about baptism, but this is what God led me to say this morning. And before I go there, I'm going to go ahead and dismiss the ones that are going to be baptized. So, Hayden, if you'll come around, and Chuck, and Caleb, Pastor Rob's going to come with you, and he'll bring you around back here. Going to go ahead and give them plenty of time to get ready. And plenty of time is time for you to make a decision this morning. That's what we're doing. John chapter 5, it says this, beginning with verse 1. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever, then first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered and said, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Now, when we do baptism, we know that the power is not in the water that we baptize with. We know that the power is in the blood of Jesus Christ. The power to save is in the sacrifice that Jesus Christ made. The power to save is in His willingness, just as His willingness to go to this impotent man is His willingness to go to you, to each and every person, and say, Will thou be made whole? That is the power of salvation that we talk about. It's not in the water. The water is an outward sign that you have chosen to follow Christ, an outward sign that you are a follower of Christ. It's a confession to the world. And so, in that case, in this story, the water was there, but this man couldn't make it to the water. He didn't make it to the water. Jesus came to him and said, Wilt thou be made whole? And then he saved him on the spot. And so this morning we give you an opportunity not to, it's not that God troubles this altar every now and then, and that if you're the first one there, then you just might get saved. You can be saved wherever you're at this morning. You can be saved in your seat this morning. You can be saved at home. You can be saved in the car. You can be saved at any spot that He comes to you and ask you, Will thou be made whole? And so He comes to us. And this man lay there for 38 years. in his infirmity. Now, what does this mean to us? You might not have a physical infirmity this morning, but we all have an infirmity that's called sin. And this sin separates us from the love of God. This sin separates us from his righteousness. And so if you're laying here, if you've been had that infirmity for many years, then today is the day that you can be made whole. And you don't need to go to the pool of Bethesda to do it. He is there to make you whole this morning. He is there to remove the infirmity of sin that separates us from his righteousness so that you could be made whole this morning. And so we ask you this morning, they're going to get ready to baptize. What is it that keeps you from making it to Jesus Christ? What is it that keeps you in your spot? This man, for him, he said there was no man to move him. And so for 38 years, he suffered with this infirmity. What is it that's keeping you in your present state this morning? What is it that is blocking you from the Spirit of God that speaks to you and says, be mine and be saved? What is it that is holding you back that is there? Because he didn't even need to go. It wasn't that Christ took him and say, here, today I'm going to take you to the waters. He didn't even need to do it. He just said, thou will be made whole. And he saved him on the spot. And so we ask, what is it that stands between you and salvation? What is it? What is keeping you from making a profession this morning and being baptized? Well, I didn't plan on doing it this morning. Then that's keeping you from being saved and baptized. Well, I didn't bring any extra clothes. That's keeping you from being saved and baptized. Clothes, Brian. Clothes. A change of plans. I was planning to go eat afterwards. What will I do now? Keeping you from salvation. Clothes. Plans. I don't want to get wet. I don't want... Keeping you from salvation. Don't let anything keep you from the love of God. Don't let anything keep you from God's love. There was a thief on the cross. He couldn't get down and go and be baptized. But Jesus said, surely today you will be with me in paradise. Now, if he could be saved in those conditions, nothing is keeping you from coming to this altar this morning and asking God to come into your life and make a change. There is nothing. I ask you once again, put down the umbrella and allow God's grace to come into your life and to move you. And you can feel as those who have been filled with the Spirit this morning. As we get a song of invitation, this is to allow you the opportunity to be baptized with us and to celebrate with us this morning. Will thou be made whole is the question. Will thou be made whole? What is your answer to that question? I hadn't planned on it. Nope. I don't have any extra clothes. Nope. Listen to the question. Will thou be made whole? Naaman in the Old Testament had leprosy. His whole body had leprosy. Someone told him about a God that he could go to that would heal him of his leprosy. And so he went and he listened to the prophet Elijah. And Elijah told him, if you want to be made whole, go to the Jordan River and dip 7 times. And the Bible says that Naaman went away angry because he didn't like the way that God was going to heal him. You think about that. The man had leprosy. And God said, you can be made clean. And he said, no, I don't like the way that it was to be done. Finally, and luckily, someone talked some sense into him and said, Naaman, did you hear what the prophet said? He said that you could be healed if you just go in the Jordan River. And you know what? Naaman did some soul searching. That's what I'm asking you to do right now. Do some soul searching. Naaman did some soul searching and he said, isn't that what I want? Is to be healed? And someone is telling me that I can be healed this morning. And I rejected it because in my feeble mind, it's not the way I planned it to work out. had a change of heart. And Naaman had to consider and say, God has given me an opportunity. And I don't want to go back to my home with leprosy anymore. You don't have to go back home with the burden of sin anymore. You don't have to leave this place and worry about death and worry about hell, worry about those things that you worry about if you're not saved. Would you be made whole this morning? That's the question. And don't go away angry saying, it's not the way I wanted it to happen. Just allow it to happen and allow God into your heart. As we get a song of invitation, you come this morning.
Let's all stand, turn to page 35, 35. The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why don't you let him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you apart. What is your answer to him? Time after time, he has waited before, and now he is waiting again to see. Savior, my friend, you'll find his arms open wide. Receive him and all of your darkness will end. Within your heart he'll abide.
This is not the end of the invitation. It's only the beginning. So you can't say, well, the invitation's over. I can't come. Not until we leave this parking lot today. And even then, it's not over. You come back tonight, and we're going to invite you again just tonight. So, but during at any time, if you need the Lord, you come. You come. We're going to get ready and baptize. We've got three that's going to be baptized over here. Then we're going to move over. And we've got one that wants to be baptized in the creek. So. We've got a lot of celebrating to do. So,
I think you got two that's going in the creek. I think one changed their mind.
Okay.
I believe.
Okay. Who else is going in the creek?
I believe little Mr. Hayden back there is going to the creek, I believe.
He's going in the creek. All right.
Yeah.
I better give Caleb the option. Caleb, are you going in the creek or in here? Oh, I'll ask him. Thank you.
follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back.
It's my privilege, first one, to be baptized this morning. This is my son Caleb. And I'm very proud of him. That's why I said earlier, it's personal. It's personal this morning. So Caleb is 5 years old, and he got saved several months ago on a Sunday night. Him and Raylan Scarberry got saved that night. And so I'm very, very proud of him, and it's just a good time, a good moment. And I just want to say thank the Lord.
Yeah.
And I want to ask my family and my all of Caleb's family if you'll stand at this time. Caleb, by your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Amen.
Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. No turning back.
She got saved earlier this year. And this man right here is her dad, Jason.
And we're one of the ones that we didn't plan this.
But
she said she wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be wet all day long. If I'm gonna get in there.
Yeah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right.
Okay. Addison, by your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
The world behind me, the cross before me, the I will serve thee because I love thee. You have given life to me. I was
Nothing's going to keep us from baptizing Chuck this morning.
heard the story already. 15 years ago, he got saved. Been waiting a long time. He said, a long time for this day. But nothing was going to stop this day. Nothing. We won't let the devil stop us. And if you're here this morning and you need to get saved, don't let the devil stop you. Don't let the devil stop you.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's have Chuck's family, if you would, stand at this time. And I realized we just baptized Addison, and I want her family to stand at this time. I forgot to do it just a second ago. Addison, would your family stand?
Yeah.
Chuck? According to your profession of faith in Jesus Christ, we now baptize you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Heartache, broken pieces, ruined lives are why you died on Calvary. Your touch is what I long for.
Bless you, buddy.
It's a great day to be here. It makes Sunday feel so much better.
Amen.
And the hospital's no fun. But being here makes you feel better.
Yeah. Bless you, buddy.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Is there anybody else who wants to get baptized? Given your heart to the Lord and never been baptized, and today's your day. Now is your time. Man, if not, we're going to move over across the road to the creek. We'll meet you around there. We've got two. You still have another opportunity. We've got two